Let's turn our Bibles this morning to the book of Psalms, Psalms chapter 40, and we'll read verses 1 through 8, Psalms chapter 40, Psalms chapter 40, verses 1 through 8. Chapter 40 in the book of Psalms, verses 1 through 8. Verse 1 says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my going. And He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it in fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord, my God, are Thy wonderful works which Thou hast done, and Thy thoughts which are to us usward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto Thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Sacrifice and offering Thou didst not desire. Mine ears hast Thou opened. Burnt offering and sin offering hast Thou not required. Then said I, Lo, I come. In the volume of the book it is written of me. I delight to do Thy will, O my God. Yea, Thy law is within my heart. And thus turn to Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 7. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 7. Here repeating the scripture that we just read, prophetic scripture concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 7 here says, Then said I, Lo, I come. In the volume of the book it is written of me, to do Thy will, O God. We know from it being used here in Hebrews 10 that it was speaking of Christ back there in Psalm 40. And the Bible tells us that the volume of the book, the volume of this Bible, is written about Him, about Jesus Christ. Look in Luke chapter 24. In Luke chapter 24, Jesus was walking with the two after His resurrection on the road to Emmaus. And in Luke chapter 24 and verse 25, He said these words to them. He said, And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it even so as the women had said. These are what the men said, what the two walking to the road said. But Him they saw not. Then said He, Jesus, unto them, O fools, and slow of heart, to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things, and to enter into His glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, He expounded unto them in all the Scriptures the things concerning Himself. The volume of the book is written about Him, about Jesus Christ. But we still have the fools today with us who will not believe the Scriptures. They will not accept the Scriptures. I had a chaplain in the Army. That's been some time ago. I don't know if he's still living. He could be because he wasn't that old. But he said to me that Christ could have shed milkshakes for all he cared. That was a chaplain in the Army. Dr. Karen Olavita, she is the United Methodist Church is trying to establish to rewrite their book of doctrines because their book of doctrines doesn't fit their present actions. And Dr. Karen Olavita is a bishop in the church, and I'm going to read you her statement in a moment, but the present denomination, the United Methodist Church, was founded, pardon me, 1968 in Dallas, Texas, by union of the Methodist Church and the Evangelical Lutheran United Brethren Church. The United Methodist Church traces its roots back to the revival movement of John and Charles Wesley in England, as well as the Great Awakening in the United States. But now it seems that they are leading to a bad awakening. I want to read you this as the it comes from the AFA Journal. As the UMC, United Methodist Church, weighs the issue of whether to formally accept homosexuality, some in the denomination have already abandoned established church law. For example, Dr. Karen Olivetto, who is the first lesbian to be given the title of bishop in the United Methodist Church and has officiated several same-sex ceremonies at the United Methodist Church. She previously pastored in the United Methodist Church. In August of last year, she wrote a sermon, also posted on Facebook, in which she calls Jesus a bigot and a changing, flawed human being. Here's a quote from her, quote, "The wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting one, Prince of Peace, was as human as you and me. Like you and me, he didn't have his life figured out. We might think of him as the Rock of Ages, but he was more like a hunk of clay, forming and reforming himself in relation to God. If Jesus can change, if he can give up his bigotries and prejudices, then so can we." So you can see that John Charles Wesley, I think, would be very, very upset if they realized this was going on in the United Methodist Church today. But it's not only in the United Methodist Church, it's in many others. The Barna Research Group, which they usually do pretty accurate work in their the way that they conduct their censuses and they take their surveys, they usually are pretty correct, pretty close to accurate. And they said that the millennials, who are the millennials? Well, the millennials are the generation born between 1984 and 2002. That's the millennials. They are the only generation among whom fewer than half believe Jesus was God, 48%. The other 52%, about one-third of young adults, 35%, say that Jesus was merely a religious or spiritual leader, while 17% aren't sure what he was. In each older generation, the belief in Jesus as divine or as God is more common. 55% of Gen Xers, and the Gen Xers are the ones that were born between 1965 and 1983, it's 55%. And the boomers, it's 58%. The boomers are the ones born in 1946, between 1946 and 1964. And that's 58%. And nearly two-thirds of the elders, that's 62%, believe Jesus was God. And those are the ones that were born in 1945 or before. So you can see how gradually we are pulling away. And all of this modern thought and the contemporary movement is not pushing people to believe more in God. It's pushing people away from God. About half of Americans agree either strongly or somewhat